friends, the shir should be a special schus for Avi Mori and Imi Moras Ruchaim Yitzchak Ben Freda Fegaleya, Lei Nishmas Maris Esther Basrub Shmuel, and schus Rav Nam Yisrael Ben Binyamin Chaim Akoin, Bracha Basachum Hosayadayim, Rosh Yid Ben Peshadina, Bracha Basachum Chamasay Yadav, and Rafur Shlema to call to all the Cholim, and we should be Zelcha to Yeshua Salamim. We're continuing our study of Amidus Lecheikar Halacha, one page Mem Dalados and Zion. This is the Mid of Mitzia Sudin. Every din is established by some type of mitzias, but sometimes it's the opposite. Sometimes the mitzias is established by the din. Here the din is koveh the mitzias, that what the shliach did, it's as if the mitzias was that the mishalech did it. Even though the mitzias, the mishalech did nothing. But the din of shlichus is what establishes here. So you have this din of shlichus, and this din of shlichus establishes a mitzias, that the mishalech married this woman because of the din of shlichus. But here also, there is some type of mitzias from which the din comes. The mitzias is the appointment of the shlich. Without that, it doesn't work. But self, from the din comes a new mitzias. And the ultimate din comes from this new mitzias. What do I mean by that? L'mashal, when a person makes a shlich, Reuven says to Shimon, Shimon, I want you to be mekadish that woman. I want you to be megarish that woman for me. So he makes him a shlech to be mekadesh and megarish. So the mitzias mitzad the mishalech is the minui. So the mitzias of shlichus here. But we can't say that the chalos kedushin or the gerishin comes by the mitzias of the minui. The minui alone, the appointment alone, doesn't make them the chalos gerishin or kedushin, because it's the same minui both for kedushin, for gerishin, for a lot of things. You're just appointing a shliach, and every time there's a different type of din. So here you have an illustration of a din that comes from a mitzias and a mitzias that comes from a din. In other words, through the mitzias of minui comes the din of shlichus, which is a general din, and then from the din shlichus comes a new mitzias. And when he makes a shliach to be mekadesh, it's as if he, the mishalech himself, did the pulas hakedushin. And when he makes a shliach legarish, it's as if the mishalech himself did the pulas hagerishin. And the final din of the chalos gerishin or kedushin comes not through the mitzias of minui alone, but through the mitzias of the pu'ulas kedushin or gerishin, mitzad the mishalech. So you have, it starts off with a mitzias of minui, then you have a din klali of shlichus, then the shliach does his job, and then him doing his job, in other words, this mitzias of the pu'ula of kedushin or gerishin creates this new din that now the mishalech is either divorced or married to this woman or from this woman. So that's the interplay between din and mitzias. And that apparently is the difference between zechiyah and shlichus. That even though we say zechiyah is mitam shlichus, this notion that you can take something, you merit something on someone else's behalf, acquire something on someone else's behalf, zechiyah. Where does that come from? It comes from shlichus. Nerasha, ain't it b'mitziut ala rak b'din? Klomar, ki umnam gam b'zechiyah yesh mitziut. Zohi haschut le'adam. Yadua shalav anudanim. But I don't get shemitziut haschut nechshevet kemitziut haminui mamash. Umemela, hadin shlichut hayotze mizeh, einenu koveya mitziut shel pula mamash le'adam hanal. Ela anu omrim she'al yedei mitziut haschut מתהווה לדין שהידי מציאות הזכות מתהווה דין לבעל הזכות אף על פי שאיננו חושבים כאילו הוא עשה בעצמו את הפעולה הזו. So this whole idea of zechiyah is not a mitzias, it's only in a din, because even in zechiyah there's a mitzias. What's the mitzias? The zchus for this person whom we are discussing. But it's not like there was a mitzias of minui. It's not like Reuven was memane Shimon to be zoche for him. No. So Memela, the din shlichus that comes out from this, doesn't create a mitzias of a pu'ula. It's not like Shimon's pu'ula is like Reuven did the pu'ula. But rather, through the mitzias of schus, is created a din for the Baal HaSchus, even though we don't consider it as if he did this pu'ula. In other words, before we were talking about a shliach and a mishaleach. Shliach, when he does it, so it's as if the mishaleach did it. The mishaleach appointed him. So when the mishaleach appoints the shliach, whatever the shliach does, as if the mishaleach did it. We don't say that by zechiah. We don't say that the zocha, let's say Shimon is being zocha on behalf of Reuven. We don't say that it's as if Reuven did the pu'ulas hazechiah. No, we don't say that at all. Rather, what do we say? We say Shimon did the pu'ulas hazechiah, and in din it goes to Reuven. It's attributed to Reuven, but it's not that we consider as if Reuven did it. So by shlichus, when Reuven was mekadesh a woman, for Shimon, let's say, so Shimon was mekadesh the woman. That's if he's memana shlich. By zechiah, say he acquires an item. He sees a lost object and he wants to acquire it for his friend. So this mice of zechiah is not like the person for whom he is being zocha did it. Just in the din, it goes to the person he was being zochah for, but not, we don't view the mitzias that way. That the mitzias is that that the person for whom he was zochah did the ma'aseh zechiah. Hashem came when it comes to shlichus. There we say that the mitzias, because there's a din of shlichus, so he did a mitzias of minu shlichus, then there's a din shlichus, and then from that, when he does the Pulas HaKadushin or whatever it may be, so we say the Metzias is that because of this din, is that Reuven was Mekadish this woman, whoever he's doing it on behalf of was Mekadish this woman. And therefore it's his wife. So the Chalos Kedushin or Gerushin comes not only through the Metzias HaMinui, but through the mitzias of the pu'ulas hakedushin or gerushin mitzad mishaleach. So that's the difference between zechi and zechi. It's not as if he did it himself, the person you're being zocha for. So therefore, we find l'shitas kama rishonim hagbalot yiduot ben zechiya l'shlichut. We find distinctions. Mashal dat harif ve'arambam ve'od she'omer ten shtar shechur ze le'avdi. אפילו אם נסבור שזכותו לעבד שיצא מתחת רבו לחירות מועילה הזכייה רק שלא מצי למהדר אבל כל כמה דלא מתי הגיטה לידי לא הווה משוחרר. We had numerous very intense profound שיעורים on this בסייעת הדשמיה גדולה מאוד. I can't tell you how much סייעת הדשמיה. So we have the opinion of the Rif and the Rambam that if someone says give the shtar shichur to my eved, even if we hold that it's a schus for the eved to be freed from his master to freedom, the zechi is only, quoting the lashon of the Rif, shalalatzi mahadr, he can't retract. The giver, the adon, cannot retract. But kol kamad olamatya gita liyada, liyada is until the get comes into his hand, until the shtar shichur comes into his hand, lo avim shichur, he's not a shichur. You can't say it's as if the Eved got it into his hand. If when the person is Zoche on behalf of the Eved is not yet freed, you can't say it's as if the Eved received it into his hand. Because then you wouldn't say, he's not freed until it came into his hand. The Metzias says it did come into his hand, if we hold that it's him getting it. If we hold that for by Zechiah, if Reuven is Zocha for Shimon, so it's as if Shimon did it. So if someone's Zocha for the Eved, it's as if the Eved did it himself. If that's the way you hold, then once it's given, as they say in Portuguese, it's too spät, it's already too late. It was already given, he's already Meshuchar. But so the Rif says he's not yet Meshuchar. Why? Because it's not actually as if it came into his hand. It's not Mati Liyadei Mamish. Just through the Metzias of Zchus, because of the mitzias that this person was zocha to the shtar shichur, mitavek kan din yadua la'evet, ve'adin hu rak de lo matzi le'meyader. So there's a new din that comes out for the Eved, and the din is that the Eved may not change, that the master may not change his mind. That's the din that comes out, but not that there's a metzias of zechia of the Eved. Kizewa klal she'et ha-metziut yefshar lefaleg le'ofanim ולומר שכלפי אופן זהו נחשב למציאות וכלפי אופן אחר לא נחשב כלל למציאות אבל את הדין כן אפשר לפלג. So here he has a rule where they used to write in older Svarim from the previous century was they didn't have bold, or maybe they did, but when they wanted to emphasize something they'd write it Be'osios Mefuzaros. You have this, for example, in the Oris HaKodesh of the Rav, whenever the Nazir wanted to emphasize something the Rav was saying, so he'd put it in Osios Mefuzaros. Today, usually when someone wants to emphasize, so they just bold it. So this is written in Otiot Mefuzarot, they're spread out, there's a space in between each letter, so that shows you that this is something to emphasize. This is a klal, this is a principle for life that we have to remember. And that is that when it comes to concrete reality, you can't say that in case A, there is this concrete reality, and in case B, there is not this concrete reality. No, no, no. You can't say that. When it comes to Metzius, it's an absolute. Either it is or it isn't. She's pregnant or she's not pregnant. She's not somewhat pregnant. A little yes and a little no. No, no, no. She's pregnant or she's not pregnant. So you can't be mephalic and say that the Metzius in certain cases yes, and in certain cases no. A Metzius is a Metzius. But a din, you can make a distinction. When it comes to din, you can make a distinction. ובשביל כך, אם באומר תן שטר שחור זה לעבדי, היה נחשב כאילו במציאות ממש קיבל עבד את השטר, אפשר היה להגיד שהוא קיבל רק לעניין זה, דלא מציע אדון למעדר. אך מכיוון שזהו רק בדין, הנה לך תחילה מתהווה דין רק לאופן הזה. יפה מאוד. That if someone says give this shtar shichur to my eved, if that was considered a metzius, that the eved was being mekabel the shtar shichur, then you would not be able to say that there's a pitzul here, that there's a distinction, that as far as the Adon retracting, he can't retract, but as far as the Eved receiving it, he didn't yet receive it. As far as the Adon giving it, he gave it, and therefore he can't retract. But it isn't like the Eved received it yet, so he's not yet free. If it's Metzius that the Eved got it, you can't make such a chaluka, you can't make such a distinction. How do then you make such a distinction? How do the Rif and the Rambam make such a distinction? And the answer is, it's because it's only in the world of din. It's not in the world of absolute metzias. And since it's in the world of din, you could say, okay, as far as this is concerned, the din is X, and as far as this is concerned, the din is Y. As far as the being able to retract, it's as if the Eved already got it, received it. And as far as the Eved being free, that doesn't happen until it actually comes into his hands. He hasn't yet been freed. Hasn't yet been freed, but it was given to him. So here's a chalukah bedin. And in the next shiur, hopefully we will continue discussing zechia, how this also plays into another din in zechia. And we have a lot to do, and a lot of great things to look forward to. Okay, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.